If you need something and have to go to a very important person to ask them of it, your boss's boss's boss maybe, or a senator or a congressman or even the president of the United States, I'm sure you'll be filled with high anxiety having to make that request of them. You'll be nervous approaching someone of such high estate. But when Jesus teaches us to pray, he tells us, approach God as if he is, for he is your daddy, your papa, your Abba. Then you know you can approach him comfortably and without fear. When we pray, simply say, Father. In both Matthew's and Luke's versions of the Gospels, what we call the first petition immediately follows, Hallowed be thy name. To hallow something means to regard it as holy, as sacred, to hold it in high esteem. Speaking of God's name is really just another way of referring to God himself. We live in an age today where many people are pretty careless about how they use the name of our holy God. They use it very casually, sometimes even with contempt. Look how often the sacred name of God and of our Savior Jesus is profaned in music and in movies and in TV. His holy name is used for cursing instead of for praise. I enjoy going to live theater. Last Friday evening, my wife and I went to an outdoor presentation at the campus of Western Oregon University, Shakespeare in Love. It was a movie several years ago. And it's going to be on next week. If you want to drive down to Monmouth, it's at 7:30 in the outdoor auditorium, outdoor theater by Rice Auditorium at Western Oregon University. It was a fun play. We had season tickets to Salem's Pentacle Theater before the pandemic closed everything down, and we haven't renewed them yet. But one of the things that bothers me about so many of the plays that we enjoy is the profanity and the misuse of the name of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. One evening, we even walked out of a play that misused the name of God and of Jesus so frequently. I've often thought that if movies and TV would misuse the name of Moses or Abraham, the Jewish Anti-Defamation League would be protesting with thousands of protesters. Or if they would misuse the name of Allah or Muhammad, millions of Muslims would be burning down the offices of the TV and movie studios. Jesus says that when we pray, the first thing we need to do is to acknowledge the holiness of God our Father and say, Father, hallowed be your name. The second petition, your kingdom come, God's kingdom. His reign and his rule is breaking into the world in the person of Jesus Christ. Last June, people in the United States, Canada, and England celebrated the annual anniversary of the greatest military operation in the history of the world. On June 6, 1944, we call it the Normandy invasion. And in that invasion, the Allies were able to gain a foothold on the European continent. And in the next year, move step by step, mile by mile, meter by meter, I guess they'd say, or kilometer by kilometer, mile by mile, closer and closer to Berlin until they finally conquered the last strength of the Nazi regime. From that day on, we knew what the final outcome of the war was going to be. That's a picture of how the kingdom of God has broken into the world. It started very small, the Norman invasion, one beachhead. The invasion of the kingdom of God into the world through the birth of a baby in Bethlehem. In the year 4 BC, we now know, the birth of Jesus who lived for us, who died for us, who rose again for us, and sent his disciples out and said to make disciples in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the other ends of the earth. And that's what's been happening now for the past 2,000 years. God's kingdom is gaining more and more control, not over earthly territory like happened with the Normandy invasion, but over the hearts and minds of people who come under the reign of Christ our Lord. As Martin Luther explains it in his small catechism, God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. The next three petitions all deal with the three dimensions of time: present, past, and future.